It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferris. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, the Trump administration's infrastructure proposal calls for $800 billion of private investment. Our guest says these public-private partnerships can be bad deals for taxpayers.
First, we learned yesterday that special counsel Robert Mueller has impaneled a grand jury in Washington as part of his ongoing investigation into Russian interference in the election and possible ties with the Trump campaign.
Meanwhile, the president continues to insist that there's nothing to the Russia story as speculation mounts that Trump might try to fire Mueller. Meanwhile, lawmakers from both parties have introduced legislation that would prevent the president from doing that.
Matt Zapatowski joins us now. He's a reporter covering the Justice Department for The Washington Post and has been reporting on that ongoing investigation. Matt, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you for having me.
News broke, as we said, late last afternoon that special counsel Robert Mueller is using a grand jury in D.C. in connection into this Russian investigation. So, Matt, reading the tea leaves, what, if anything, does that signal to you?
Well, I just think it signals that this thing is still proceeding apace. Robert Mueller's office is in D.C. He had been using a grand jury in Alexandria, Virginia. I shouldn't say he had, but federal prosecutors had been using a grand jury in Alexandria, Virginia, as they investigated this case. That now has moved, or maybe in addition to, they're using a grand jury in D.C. Bob Mueller used to be in the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C. He's familiar with the courthouse there, and he's chosen to use a grand jury there as he just keeps this investigation moving along.
How much do we know about what exactly the grand jury is looking at?
Well, very little. We know broadly that they're looking, of course, at the topic of coordination between the Kremlin and the Trump campaign to influence the 2016 election. We know that they're digging into Paul Manafort, and who is the former campaign chairman, and Michael Flynn, who is a former national security advisor for President Trump. We know they're digging into those topics. We know that they have issued some subpoenas around those topics, and as did their, I guess, predecessor, you would call it, in Alexandria. But we don't know sort of exactly how far along they are. In the federal system, grand juries are really investigative tools. They issue subpoenas, witnesses testify before them, but it's not like in state court a lot of times where when a grand jury is there, you're talking about someone facing charges. Right now, we know that they're in the middle of an investigation, and they're looking broadly at those topics that I talked about.
So as you said, grand juries can issue subpoenas. Can you remind us what else grand juries are empowered to do?
Well, they can compel witnesses to testify is the other big thing. So they can force people to come sit down and put their story on the record. And you can be charged for lying to the grand jury, which is a big hammer hanging over people's heads if they get called to testify before the grand jury. I don't think we know if any big people have been called to testify before the grand jury, though it's certainly possible. We do know they have issued subpoenas which compel people to turn over materials or documents, emails, that sort of thing.
And they have to give the thumbs up on any possible indictments, correct?
Ultimately, they would. I don't think we're there yet. As I said, with the federal grand jury, these can be investigative, and one can sort of expire and another one can start. Ultimately, a grand jury would be asked, you know, hey, we federal prosecutors want to indict this guy. Will you sign off on that? And grand jurors would vote, and in almost all cases, if federal prosecutors ask, they would return an indictment against somebody.
And grand jury work, it's supposed to be secret. I can imagine there would be some pretty big challenges containing leaks and that kind of thing. But how much news do you think is going to be trickling out about this in the coming weeks as the grand jury goes about their work and people know they're there doing it?
Well, it's an interesting question. They're supposed to be secret in that prosecutors are not supposed to talk about the work they're doing before them, and grand jurors are legally prohibited from talking about what witnesses they're hearing from or documents they're seeing. But if you get a grand jury subpoena or you are a witness who is compelled to testify before the grand jury, you are free to go talk about your experience before that. You are free to say, hey, I received a subpoena and turn this material over to federal prosecutors, or hey, I went before the grand jury on Tuesday and was asked XYZ. So a grand jury is a signal that an investigation is very real and that agents, prosecutors are willing to take steps that they know could become public. I wouldn't expect we'll have like a daily readout of what the grand jury is hearing, but I do expect because they're using a grand jury, we might get some windows into this investigation by sheer virtue of who goes before it and what documents they request, you know, when we're able to learn about those things.
Matt Zapatowski is with us right now. He's a reporter covering the Justice Department for The Washington Post, talking about this latest news that special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into potential coordination between the Trump campaign and Russia is using a grand jury. And I want to ask you, Matt, President Trump has made some comments in the past couple of weeks signaling maybe that he is considering the firing of Robert Mueller. At least that's one way to read the comments. Does the fact that Mueller has in place now a grand jury in Washington, D.C., does it make that potential a little more difficult?
Look, there was a grand jury even before Robert Mueller. You know, this was a very real thing even before Robert Mueller got involved. But I think this does serve to remind people of how serious this is. And even before this news that Robert Mueller was using a grand jury in D.C., even Republican senators had sort of warned the president, hey, do not fire Robert Mueller. It's even contemplation of various pieces of legislation that would make it more difficult for him to go about the practical business of firing Robert Mueller. If he did, Congress presumably could pass a law and appoint sort of an independent counsel and just bring him right back. I think even before this news, it would just be politically devastating for him to fire Robert Mueller. And this news maybe is just a reminder of how devastating it would be.
Yeah, you brought up that there was a grand jury being used in Alexandria, Virginia. What is the thinking behind moving, convening the jury in D.C. and dispensing with the one in Alexandria?
We don't know specifically, but there are some logical reasons that he might have wanted to move. I think I mentioned that he, meaning Robert Mueller, used to work in the U.S. Attorney's Office in D.C., meaning he's familiar with the judges here in D.C. He's familiar with the process, probably familiar with the grand jury process here. It's also much closer to his office, so instead of prosecutors having to sort of schlep out to Alexandria, they can just walk over to the courthouse in D.C. and present evidence and then get their subpoenas returned. There are maybe symbolic reasons he would want to have it here. A lot of what Robert Mueller is investigating seems to be conduct that occurred in the district, particularly on this question of obstruction of justice. A lot of that conduct seemed to occur in the district. Ultimately, if you get to an indictment step, and I'm not saying we're there yet, but if you did get there, seems like D.C. makes a lot of sense given, you know, the conduct occurred here. So maybe he's thinking way down the road and thinking, you know, this just is the most sensible jurisdiction. I'm investigating acts that occurred in D.C. I need to bring the case in D.C. If you're thinking way, way down the road to a jury, not a grand jury, but a jury for a trial hearing this case, D.C. is a little more liberal than Virginia. Maybe the pool would be friendlier to Robert Mueller than it would be in Virginia, although that's sort of way, way down the road. Right now, I think we're just at this investigative stage.
And the president was at a rally last night in West Virginia where he responded to the ongoing investigation. Here's what he said.
The Russia story is a total fabrication. It's just an excuse for the greatest loss in the history of American politics. That's all it is.
Interesting there from the president. On the other hand, he has said he wants to cooperate fully with the investigation to get it over with quickly. What do you make of those comments from last night, though, Matt?
I mean, look, that's in line with what he has been saying really from the get-go, that this is a big nothing burger, and he frequently links this to sort of politics and to his electoral victory. Like, he sees this as a way to discredit his win, and he's very concerned about that. I mean, the rhetoric is kind of interesting. This investigation, as we understand it, predated his win. The FBI first started looking at this stuff in July. I think the investigators on this case would really bristle at the notion that this is some, you know, deep state effort to discredit him. I think they would say, look, this is a validly predicated investigation. We're following the facts wherever they may lead, and, you know, ultimately we'll come to a conclusion on whether or not anyone needs to be charged. The president has really gone on the attack against them, and I think what you heard last night was just another example of that.
And Matt, as we start to wrap up, Senators from both sides of the aisle have unveiled legislation on Thursday that would prevent President Trump from the potential firing of Mueller without cause. What do you know about that effort and what kind of traction it has?
Yeah, there's a couple pieces of legislation that have been proposed that I think the senators are pretty confident they could get on one of these pieces to a veto-proof majority. The exact mechanism, I don't think they've arrived on one yet. I think one would require him to have cause, another would require him to have to convince a panel of three judges that there would be cause. But look, I think that the support for Robert Mueller is pretty bipartisan. You know, there are people in Trump's orbit, conservatives, who have questioned some things he's done, but I think there are very, very few people out there saying that the president should fire Robert Mueller. And if he got more serious about doing that, I think you really would see Republican legislators coalesce around some kind of legislation to protect him. It seems like they already are doing that.
Matt, thanks a lot for joining us.
Sure, anytime.
That was Matt Zapatowski, reporter covering the Justice Department for The Washington Post, looking into Robert Mueller and the news about the grand jury there and the ongoing Russia investigation.